Disc 2.
Our Ford, or our Freud, as for some inscrutable reason he chose to call himself whenever he spoke of psychological matters, our Freud had been the first to reveal the appalling dangers of family life. The world was full of fathers, was therefore full of misery, full of mothers, therefore of every kind of perversion from sadism to chastity, full of brothers, sisters, uncles, aunts, full of madness and suicide. And yet, among the savages of Samoa, in certain islands off the coast of New Guinea, the tropical sunshine lay like warm honey on the naked bodies of children tumbling promiscuously among the hibiscus blossoms. Home was in any one of 20 palm-thatched houses. In the Trobriands, conception was the work of ancestral ghosts. Nobody had ever heard of a father. "Extremes," said the controller, "meet, for the good reason that they were made to meet."
"Dr. Wells said that a 3 months pregnancy substitute now will make all the difference to my health for the next 3 or 4 years." "Well, I hope he's right," said Lennon. "But, Fanny, do you really mean to say that for the next 3 months you're not supposed to—" "Oh, no, dear. Only for a week or two, that's all. I shall spend the evening at the club playing musical bridge. I suppose you're going out."
Lennon nodded.
"Who with?"
"Henry Foster."
"Again?"
Fanny's kind, rather moon-like face took on an incongruous expression of pained and disapproving astonishment.
"Do you mean to tell me you're still going out with Henry Foster?"
Mothers and fathers, brothers and sisters. But there were also husbands, wives, lovers. There were also monogamy and romance. "Though you probably don't know what those are," said Mustafa Mond. They shook their heads. Family, monogamy, romance. Everywhere exclusiveness. Everywhere a focusing of interest, a narrow channeling of impulse and energy. "But everyone belongs to everyone else," he concluded, citing the hypnopedic proverb. The students nodded, emphatically agreeing with a statement which, upwards of 62,000 repetitions in the dark, had made them accept not merely as true, but as axiomatic, self-evident, utterly indisputable.
"But after all," Lenina was protesting, "it's only about 4 months now since I've been having Henry." "Only 4 months? I like that. And what's more," Fanny went on, pointing an accusing finger, "there's been nobody else except Henry all that time, has there?"
Lenina blushed scarlet, but her eyes, the tone of her voice, remained defiant.
"No, there hasn't been anyone else," she answered almost truculently, "and I jolly well don't see why there should have been." "Oh, she jolly well doesn't see why there should have been," Fanny repeated, as though to an invisible listener behind Lenina's left shoulder. Then, with a sudden change of tone, "But seriously," she said, "I really do think you ought to be careful. It's such horribly bad form to go on and on like this with one man. At 40 or 35 it wouldn't be so bad. But at your age, Lenina, no, it really won't do. And you know how strongly the DHC objects to anything intense or long-drawn. 4 months of Henry Foster without having another man? Why, he'd be furious if he knew."
"Think of water under pressure in a pipe." They thought of it. "I pierce it once," said the controller. "What a jet!" He pierced it 20 times. There were 20 piddling little fountains.
"My baby, my baby, mother."
The madness is infectious.
"My love, my one and only, precious, precious."
Mother, monogamy, romance. High spurts the fountain. Fierce and foamy the wild jet.
The urge has but a single outlet. My love, my baby. No wonder these poor pre-moderns were mad and wicked and miserable. Their world didn't allow them to take things easily, didn't allow them to be sane, virtuous, happy. What with mothers and lovers, what with the prohibitions they were not conditioned to obey, what with the temptations and the lonely remorses, what with all the diseases and the endless isolating pain, what with the uncertainties and the poverty, they were forced to feel strongly. And feeling strongly, and strongly what was more, in solitude, in hopeless individual isolation, how could they be stable?